Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. A light no darkness can overcome. Stay with us now, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness and shine within your people here.
Glory, loving power, thy glory. May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may our presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen.
I have a reading from Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the girdle of his waist, and faithfulness the girdle of his loins.
The light shines in the darkness,
and the darkness does not overcome it. An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth, to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High."
And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do
At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And Mary said,
"My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on the servant here, and blessed me all my life through. Great and mighty are you, O Holy One, strong is your kindness evermore. How you favor the weak
and salvation we pray to you.
For peace between nations, for peace between peoples.
Gathered to worship and praise you.
For all of your servants who live out your gospel,
hold us in love.
For all those who govern that justice might guide them.
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice.
Amen. Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Abba, you in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come,
your will be done on earth as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
Save us from the time of trial
and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God, Creator, bless us and keep us.
Be ever light for our lives.
May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days.
Amen. Go in peace.